Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we are here tonight.
Fire, Holy Spirit, fire. What can you do, Lord?
Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Let me walk in you. is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards both far and wide, who both far and wide. This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, surely, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remains, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord. As long as the earth remains.
to what remains the same. Yeah, whatever you say, you say an amen. Yeah, yeah. The blessings of the Lord.
Yeah. time. What we waited for.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of God. Your
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the seed. Blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and your mighty moves in our lives and in this ministry, over our lives and in this ministry, I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We thank you for your awesome move in the lives of our families, our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this new season. Thank you for you are here to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, release your love, release your power and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate our hearts, saturate the airways. Oh, God, saturate our environment in the name of Jesus. Release your glory. Oh, hallelujah. Let your glory be upon each and every one of us. Release your glory, your morning glory. Permeate the atmosphere that everyone that is listening or that will listen at another time experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy path and into the path of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us. Your morning dew, O God, release your morning dew. Let it rest upon us this morning in the name of Jesus. And bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayers be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. May we always magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for our most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and to your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we repent for the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, look upon the face of thy anointed, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Father, release your grace and glory. You, Lord, you are the Lord our God is a sun and shield. No good thing will he withhold from them. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 45, verse 2. Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40. Jesus, we thank you for your grace in the forgiveness and the forsaking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, deliver us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let your great grace rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, O God. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace in the name of Jesus Christ according to Acts 5:15. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption in the name of Jesus Christ according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end time remnant in the name of Jesus Christ according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives to crush the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we sin not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. Lord, give us the focus to grow in your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let us know the manifold grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us find grace in a time of need in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let the grace of our Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us, richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Oh, Father, we thank you for your grace. Oh, your amazing grace, oh God. Hallelujah. Release your amazing grace. Release your greater grace. Release your manifold grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, grace, oh God, to pray. Grace to intercede, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we need your grace, oh God. Oh, your grace, oh God. Hallelujah. Pour your grace and glory upon us. In the name of Jesus, pour your grace and glory upon our children. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your greater grace. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you once again in the name of Jesus. To those of you that's just joining us, we say you're welcome in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. We extol your God and King. We thank you for your manifold goodness, our Father and our God. We praise and we thank you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. We extol your King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you for your sustaining grace, for you are always faithful. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, for you are here to glorify the name of Jesus. We welcome you in our midst. We love you, Holy Spirit. Take preeminence in this prayer devotion this morning. Take preeminence in our lives. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we pray for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for and praise you for salvation. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for the finished work of the cross. We thank you, oh God. We bless you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. Oh, Father God. God, we in your word you said, if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of the fathers with the trespass, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and I brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be troubled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. I will remember the Lamb. Lord, we bless you for the atonement power that is in the blood of the Lamb. For you became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangeth from a tree. Lord, we take the blood of Jesus Christ and release it like a tsunami tidal wave, going through our bloodline from now all the way back to Adam and Eve, to close every doorway and a point of entry and a point of exit in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, we take your precious blood and apply it over the lintel and the doorposts of our homes, our business, our ministry, our health, family, our health and finances in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:7. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt, according to Exodus 12:13. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over our lives, as the destroyer is released to slay every Pharaoh and his Egyptian cohort that is over our lives, that has made an alliance with our ancestral spirit to keep us in physical, spiritual, mental, and financial bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, send the destroyer to hunt down and capture and bind the everlasting chains made out of the blood of Jesus Christ. Every evil spirit, fighter spirit, dark angel, and ancestral spirit that is operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial oppression against us from the second heavens in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 2:4. Lord, we ask you to release your holy warrior angels with swords, chains, battle axes, and battering rams, form and fashion out of the blood of Jesus Christ to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, and barricade that has been constructed in the second heavens to stop, block, hinder, and delay every blessing and promise that God has ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Lord, have your holy angels to mount up with weapons of war, fashion out of the blood of Jesus Christ to fight against every work of witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, chant, spells, hexes, vexes, astral projections, Jezebelic prayers, and psychic meditations that were sent in the night seasons. God, send your holy angel, Abba Father, after the order of Caesarea in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 5:20. Lord, we ask you to release your holy angels that are bound in hunger to hunt down and bind in everlasting chains made of the blood of Jesus Christ every spirit, spouse, marriage-breaking spirits, spirits of infirmity, sure death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses, hexes, vexes, and the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our oppressors that have taken up arms against us be drawn in the Red Sea as the Egyptians in the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, let the blood of Jesus flow like a tidal wave in the second heavens to destroy every astral altar, pot, and cauldron, and all curses hexes, contracts, or spells that have been fettered in the heavens around our stars. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we bind in everlasting chains all their spiritual attendants, guides, and spies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, blind their eyes, oh God. Blind, oh God, stop their ears. Let them not hear us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, anything they're using to spy on us, anything they're using, oh God, release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every satanic weapon they're using to spy on us or to mess with us, oh God. We release the blood of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the word of God to destroy every satanic and evil weapon they're using against us in the name of Jesus to spy, oh God, in the name of Jesus to hear us, oh God. Every device they're using, we destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Every spirit that said evil spirit, we bind them and send them to the bottomless pits of hell, not by our might of power, but by the spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind them in everlasting chains, all the spiritual attendants and guides and spies in the blood of Jesus Christ. For Lord, release in the fear of the Lord and the blood of Jesus Christ against all of our enemies, seen and unseen, known and unknown enemies, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we command your holy arrows made out of the blood of Jesus Christ into the hearts of our enemies, into the souls of the spirits they have summoned to bring oppression upon our health, finances, and family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for the blood of Jesus Christ rain down everything that is connected to wickedness, that is connected to our lives. Lord, rain down the blood of the Lamb on every work of spiritual oppression that the enemy has planted in the heavens and the earth against our bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down like in the days of Noah upon every stronghold snare that the enemy has hidden. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down and drown every secret counsel of the wicked in the heavens and in the earth, in the high places and in the realm of astral projection that is seeking after our souls in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, we ask you to release the blood of Jesus Christ to bind up, choke every python and strong man. Holy Ghost, choke him until he cough up what he has stolen in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Mark 3:27. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our bloodline to close up every open door caused by the curse of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins to destroy every bloodline curse, sickness, and disease that is hereditary or planted through witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ be injected into our bloodline and veins to restore us to divine health in the name of Jesus. Purge us with fire so we can be clean. Wash us so we can be whiter than snow. Lord, wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all filthiness. And Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives, in every area of each and every one of our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your armor. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our spouses, our husbands, and our wives. We put the armor on our grandchildren, our nieces, and our nephews, upon each and every one, under the sound of my voice, every son and daughter of the kingdom of God, under the sound of my voice and their families. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the sword of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the armor of God and the armor of light in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for open heavens, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your holy angels, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of your holy angels, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for an open heavens, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, O God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we have entered into the new year of the Jewish calendar. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Spirit of the living God, I come to you. We come to you. We choose to walk in obedience and faith as these are your requirements. For receiving your abiding presence, you flow freely when we live in love and unity with others. And when we seek to build others up, we choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, come. Hallelujah. You drew us unto salvation. You grant us intimacy with God. You make us a temple. You made us a temple of the Holy Spirit. Holy temple of God. Hallelujah. You make us a temple of God. Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us. Fill us. Flow out from us. Pour yourself out upon us. We consciously welcome you into our heart, part of our salvation. We were baptized by you at a point of time. We yielded our outer faculties from self-control to your control and asked for and sought your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily filling requires a constant healing of our hearts and soul to you. When we choose to do, we desire for you to flow out through us, empower us from within. We desire that you pour upon us, that you be poured out upon us, O God. We desire that you be poured out upon us through your various working. You gave us victory over sin as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the enemy. Truly, your power sets the captives free. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit will not grieve you through our words and through grumbling careless words, angry or unbelieving words, just causes you to fight against us and opens the door for evil spirits to enter. They produce conflict between others and us, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We will only love and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in your in-working power in our lives. We will not speak against you or disregard you. We will play anointed music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. We abide in you, and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ. As you flow where there is unity, Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our hands and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our minds and anointing our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured upon each and every one of us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and live tuned to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into dialogues with your holy angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them in the name of Jesus. We ask you to show us things, Holy Spirit. Your picture lights up on the eyes of our heart, and we find ourselves seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the effortlessness through which your revelations come to us. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, give us your thoughts. We'll let you illuminate our minds with revelation through spontaneous thoughts. We will tune away from our own calculated reasoning. Fix our eyes upon you and tune to your indwelling flowing rivers. River, we sense your words as spontaneous thoughts which light upon our hearts and our minds as we are in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can hear you. Holy Spirit, tell us what is on the heart of God. You encourage us to hear the voice of the Father. He reveals the depth of his wisdom to you, and you then speak into our spirit, so we are taught by you. Holy Spirit, we pray continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we feel you. We feel your presence, your likeness, and your peace when we are in your will. We sense unrest when we are not in your will. Holy Spirit, we desire to follow the leading of your always feel you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you release within us God's emotions. We rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you comfort us and fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You give us reverence towards God and hatred towards the things he hates. You give us God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You give us an inner peace. You give us an inner desire to obey God's laws. Your presence within us is the down payment of what we shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let us feel God's emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You give us knowledge so we know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our steps. You warn us of wrong paths and danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us, we pray. Holy Spirit, you anoint our tongues. Give us words to speak when we stand before kings. Put anointed words on our tongues all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, and to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When we pray in tongues, speaking with Almighty God, and our minds are out of the way, Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, you anoint our minds. When you anoint our minds, we have the mind of Jesus Christ. So we worship in spirit and put no covenants in the flesh. You anoint us with a divine flow of thoughts. As we yield our minds to you, you anoint our reasoning, allowing us to reason along with Almighty God. We choose to yield our mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts and pictures to God. guide our rethink process rather than us guiding our rethink process. From apart from you, we are nothing, but with you, we are all things. We shall meditate in our hearts. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our minds. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring the remembrance, bring to our remembrance. You lead us. You bring things to our remembrance. You lead us how each step that we take. Holy Spirit, anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick and to cast out demons. You anoint our hands with skills in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and ask for and receive your flow and your anointing, we are amazed of what your hands can do. Your heat and energy trickling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You give us with divine creativity. You make all our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to us. You radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. As long as we live tuned to you, Holy Spirit, we come. Holy Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. We are not adequate in ourselves. Our only adequacy is through the working of you, Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are covenant of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life comes about as a result of your working. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us, and you do, transforming us from weakness to strength. We put our confidence in you and not in ourselves. We keep our attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and your life in and through us, and your life in, through, and upon us. We worship in spirit and put no covenants in the flesh. You cut evil weakness and out of our hearts and give us a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us bold and powerful, just and courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gift of faith, gifts of healing, the ability to do creative miracles and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom comes forth in that place. We expect to walk in your supernatural power and gift. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in an anointed preaching. We tune to your flow as we prepare, as we preach and teach. We speak that which you are speaking, not our own words. When we do this, what we say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want our preaching to be in word only, but a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs and wonders, such as casting out demons, healing the sick, and setting free those who are oppressed by the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you are saying and then stepping out in faith and acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for our life's work. You commission us, you watch over our life mission and guide and empower us to complete our life journeys, our life destiny. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you take us away. You carry us to places and show us things. You grant us access before the throne of our Father. You let us see the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see cities and people and needs that are great, God, that are great distances from where we live. You are not bound by time and space. And when we are in you, we choose to live seeing and hearing and sensing you. Holy Spirit, You are our life. Your ways are better than our ways. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts, better than our wisdom. And your power is far greater than ours. Thus we say, come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Again we say, come, Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we are about to take our Holy Communion, we ask you, O God, to bless it, O God. In the name of Jesus, turn it from the natural to the supernatural, O God. Father, we claim all the unlimited blessings that come through the Holy Communion, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, the DNA that is in Christ Jesus, in his body, O God, the DNA in the body, the blood of Jesus, O God, Father God, release that DNA into the Holy Sacrament, your DNA, this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we take this Holy Communion, those that are sick, we pray for healing, we pray for restoration, we pray that you not only healing, but wholeness, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We thank you. We give you glory. We thank you for this Sabbath day. We thank you, O God, for entering us into the Rosh Hashanah, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, receive all the blessings that you have in store for each and every one of us for this new season. Hallelujah. Uriyama Sanderiako. In Jesus' name. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or your crackers that represents the body of Christ. Hallelujah. After the same manner, he also took the cup. And he has some saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Also, as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be contempt with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, eat at home, then you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. Hallelujah. We thank you for answering our prayers. We receive all the benefits, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your strength. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you for the refilling of the Holy Spirit in our lives, O God. Thank you for the empowerment. Thank you for your greater grace resting upon us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O God, on this Sabbath day, Father God, release your Sabbath blessings upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, as we celebrate Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. celebrate him not in what we say only, but in the lifestyle we live. So we thank you and we bless you. On this Sabbath day, we ask you to bless the offering. This is the first offering for the Jewish New Year, and Lord, there's so much that you have placed, oh God. There are many things, oh God, sometimes we don't know these things, we don't understand it, but Lord, we thank you, oh God, and I thank you, Lord, and I ask you for those that have their offerings, oh God, on this special first Sabbath in the Jewish New Year. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I cancel every assignment of death against our lives, that we will fulfill our divine purpose and destiny. I cancel every assignment of death, oh God, against our spouses, our husbands, our wives, in the name of Jesus, against our children and grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, break loose every covenant of death. In the name of Jesus, Father, we will not die before our time. We will fulfill our divine in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray for divine wisdom, divine revelation, divine understanding, divine counsel, divine might, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, greater grace, faith, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you as we pray over this offering, oh God, to be used for your kingdom, that your name will be glorified. Lord Jesus, as we give, let us give cheerfully without grumbling, because you hate grumbling, oh God. So, Father God, I pray for those who give from their hearts, that they will receive the blessings that I just pronounced in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Come against incidents and accidents, oh God. We cancel every plan of the enemy against our lives, against our destiny, against our children and grandchildren's life, against our spouse's life, and we superimpose only the counsel of Almighty God will reveal in our life. Bless us exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can think or ask of. Let this new Jewish New Year, according to your calendar, O God, we pray for more grace to go through this year. We pray for an overflow of blessing, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you will enlarge our territory, that your hands will be with us. We pray, oh Lord, that every stagnant sin will be moved speedily on our behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you will give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, we pray not only that you will hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will give us that desire to study, to read your word, oh God, and to do your will, oh God. Empower us. Hallelujah. Teach us to love as you love, and to forgive as you forgive us, oh God. Father God, let every word we speak, oh God, let it not be idle or foolish words, oh God. Because you will judge us by idle and foolish words. Let us speak words to glorify you, O God, to bless others for edification in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. I have to go on another prayer line this morning. So God bless you. Have a blessed day.